The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Parents have dropped the ball when it comes to policing their teenager's phone. That's according to a new survey. To discuss it further, we're joined in studio by Henry McKean. Henry, how are you?
Oh, Anton, good to see you.
Nice
good
to have you back in the country.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, this is a really interesting one. Like that, we are so addicted to our phones just over there in Malmo. You know, I was sending stuff at midnight at 2 or 3 in the morning, and I'm not a teenager. I'm a fully grown adult. But yeah, 2/3 of secondary school students say their parents put no limits on their smartphone use. And that's according to a new survey published this morning by Study Clicks. Here are young people, some still in school, some recently left. What sort of internet rules we put on you?
Didn't have any.
None?
None.
None at all?
None at all.
So you just did what you wanted?
My own thing, yeah.
I had none. So that was all the screen time I wanted.
All the time?
All the time.
No limits?
No.
And do you think your parents should have been a bit stricter on you?
No.
Did your parents limit your smartphone usage or was it a free-for-all?
When I was younger, I'd say up to about 12, maybe in primary school they did, but when I got to secondary school, no limits now. I just would be on my phone till all hours of the night.
So you would be able to be on your phone, surfing away, on social media, all hours?
Yeah.
At times, were you up all night?
Definitely, yeah, especially during COVID. When it was locked down, we had no school, I'd be up to about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, I'd say, yeah.
Would you have preferred if your parents were stricter on you?
Looking back, probably, yeah, because I'd say it's developed, you know, to a bit of an addiction. Like, you become very reliant on your phone.
And did you come across dodgy stuff?
Oh, yeah, you see.
Weirdos?
Yeah, you see all sorts of stuff on the internet, but, you know, I know and I'm wise enough to avoid it and, you know, steer clear of all that stuff.
A fairly laissez-faire attitudes there. You did meet one mum who was strict.
Yeah, I did. I did get to meet a mum who was strict that was really quite surprising. This is a big study. 3,700 kids took part in this study. And we're hearing that they do contact each other in the middle of the night for kudos because they think it's a cool thing to do. Here is a mum. Here is Lynn Mayo, who puts on limits.
It's very much supervised.
It is?
Yeah.
So how do you limit it?
Just take it off them.
You just say, give me the phone?
Yeah.
And they're so addictive. I'm even looking at a screen right now as I talk to you, and I'm an adult. There's no getting away from them.
No.
Do you switch off the wireless in the house, stuff
like
that?
Turn off the Wi-Fi at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
Yeah.
You switch it off?
It's off.
So you're one of the parents that tries.
Yeah.
According to this survey...
I have a 10 and 11-year-old with no phone.
No phone?
No.
You just say you're not
They're
getting
too young.
A phone. And what age do you think they should get one?
14 or 15.
And 2/3 of secondary school students say their parents put no limits on smartphone use. What do you say to those parents?
It's a dangerous world. There's too much at their fingertips.
And, you know, are we basically just too late at responding at this stage? Or
no,
is there still time for parents to step in?
You look at all them children and buggies, all watching the screen. Nobody talking.
Kids.
All them babies. Nobody talking to them. They're all watching the screen. The parents are shopping. They're all watching the screen.
And is it just a form of babysitting? Have we lost our way?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
And do your kids mind it when you say
the rules are the rules?
The internet.
The rules are the rules.
So you're strict.
Yes.
A strict mom.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, Henry, there's a broad spectrum of opinion about what's appropriate and what's not. What do the experts say?
Yeah, and on this study, a few other stats for you. Remember that you aren't your child's friend. You're their parent. 3 hours a day is average. It goes much higher than that. The most 13-year-olds and over have a phone. And 4 out of 5 take their phone to bed at night. Do you take your phone to bed? I know you're not a teenager.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You don't have to tell me.
Oh, if I'm not immediately asleep, I'm on until 3 o'clock in the morning, Henry. I'm a bad person.
But yeah, on a more serious note, Alex Cooney from CyberSafe Kids says, she's quoting a UK study, if you put a phone in a child's hand, you are putting pornography into a child's hands. Don't do it unless you are willing to speak to them about pornography.
These survey findings chime with our own survey findings. We publish trends and usage data each year. And last year, based on a study of over 5,000 children, we found that 26% of them across the age range of 8 to 16 had been exposed to something online that upset them, bothered them, or made them wish they hadn't seen it. And many of those children, unfortunately, are not telling anyone about it when it happens. So they're keeping this to themselves and they're not getting the opportunity talk through what they've seen, to put context around it, maybe help them understand. The study also talked about parental involvement in children's online lives. And again, the findings chime with our own findings that children or secondary students in particular were reporting lower levels of supervision and oversight, significantly lower levels of by parents, you know, high usage of devices in bedrooms overnight, for example, or, you know, very few parents using parental controls. We did a survey of parents, of 900 parents earlier this year, and found that only 28% of them were availing of parental controls, which, in you know, often is the kind of the most basic thing that you can put in place as a parent in terms of your child's online use. So that we do need to see much greater parental involvement in children's online lives, much greater engagement. But it is challenging. And the apps and games, the very design of the apps and games that they're using is making it more challenging and for parents, because they're designed to, you know, hold the attention for as long as possible. You know, we've heard many reports recently about the impacts of the recommender system that a lot of the social media apps use to serve content to their users, and how, you know, the very design of these apps and games can be putting children in harm's way. And that is really problematic. So I do think whilst we need to really support parents to take that on, that very engaged, informed role, we also need to put more onus on tech companies to design online services that children are going to use with their safety in mind, and acknowledge that children are using them, and put safeguards in accordingly, because trying to retrofit these environments to suit children just isn't working. But it is really important that we support parents, we provide lots of resources to them, and support through awareness campaigns and things like that. And that there is really tight regulation, which we hope to see coming through from the Online Safety Commissioner.
That's Alex Cooney from Cyber Safe Kids. Henry, I believe you met one mum who has experience of the entire spectrum of ages and access.
Well, this is it. Some parents out there do have kids. When we first invented the smartphone, they didn't know how to handle it. And just to say, a quick tip I'm hearing is, imagine your teenage daughter is in a nightclub with sleazy middle-aged men, and because that's what the internet is. There are some weirdos out there. That's what the advice is. But yeah, this particular mum, from the eldest right through to the youngest. You're a mum with a five-year-old and a 10-year-old. For you, how do you control their screen time, do you?
Yes, we do. The five-year-old is allowed to have an hour in the afternoon after homework on a weekday, and the 10-year-old, we have parental locks on it, so she can't do anything without our permission on it.
Are you worried about the future as they grow up? It's going to be harder and harder for parents to control their screen usage, or do you think we'll have better knowledge?
I think we'll have better knowledge of it now, because I have a 21-year-old daughter as well, and coming from her growing up as well, it's all changed. Sometimes not for the better, but with the parental controls and that on it now, I think it's much better.
So when she was growing up, we were still quite new to it. We were a little bit naive as parents, weren't we?
Yeah, well, she didn't have a phone until she made a confirmation, so she was 12.
She got a phone at 12?
Yeah.
And it was a smartphone at that?
It was. They were very, very, the starter ones. Yeah,
so they were really pretty basic.
There was no Facebook on it, nothing like that. Like, the 10-year-old, she's not allowed on any social media like that either. No Facebook, no nothing like that.
Are we a bit late reacting? Our parents are a bit late to realising the dangers.
Yeah, I think if you take your eye off the ball, once you take your eye off the ball, anything can happen. So I think it's just about keeping an eye on it and keep monitoring it all the time, and have access to your kids' phones at all times so that you can check everything down to a text message, what they're receiving.
You've a teenage daughter. How much phone usage do you let her use her phone?
Really, like when she's on her own or she's at home doing studies. Or if she's, like, if I need to get through to her, she'll have her phone. But without that, like, her phone gets checked regularly. And we make sure, like, we do on-the-spot checks with her phone. And out from that, like, from 8:30 on, her phone gets took off from her.
Well, there you go. The full gamut of approaches there from Henry. Henry McKean, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.